Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. BigGame.org.
I'm so excited. It's only 5 days away now, the DSC Convention and Expo, downtown Dallas, Texas. Come on. You can still get a plane ticket wherever you are and join me there. Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Happy New Year to you. Front door to the Camp House brought to you by Calming Care for the overactive dog, the jumper, the barker, the guy that just won't settle. Calming Care will settle your dog gently and naturally over time. Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Talk to your vet about it. Hey, we're going to kick off 2020 by looking back at 2019. Edwin Evers had the best year of his fishing career, of his life. An incredible year. And we're going to go back and take a look at that. Major League Fishing grew with its Bass Pro Tour inaugural season. And then with the purchase of FLW at the end of the year. And Edwin Evers won all the crowns. Angler of the Year. Red Crest Champion. That's the overall championship of the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. We're going to backtrack a little and relive those conversations with Edwin throughout the year. And by the way, you're going to pick up some pretty darn good bass fishing tips from Edwin throughout those interviews. It was also a transitional year for Bass, BASS, with a new roster of talent and a bang-up trip to Florida to get the season underway. That saw 72-year-old Rick Klund emerge as the champion. 72. We will relive that moment with the great Rick Klund on the show today, and Mark Zona talks about the health of Bass after the shock of the majority of their roster leaving for Major League Fishing in 2019. So make yourself at home in this old camp house. We're sure glad you're here. Thanks for coming. Well, since we're going to talk predominantly about bass fishing today, I thought maybe we'd kick the show off with a couple of legends. Forrest Wood, father of the modern-day bass boat with his Ranger boat design that changed the bass fishing and boating world. And Bass Pro Shops, Johnny Morris's story of turning a table in the back of his dad's liquor store into the greatest outdoors retailer on planet Earth. Let's start with Forrest Wood and an afternoon I spent with him and his wife, Nina, in his beloved Flippin' Arkansas at the Forrest Wood Outdoor Sports Gallery. I noticed a huge stringer of bass and just had to know more.
Now, Forrest, this will catch any fisherman's eye right over here. 447.9-pound total caught in a single day by Nina Wood. Do you know her?
Her name on that?
She got her name on there.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun.
And Wanda Tester. That's right. Okeechobee, Florida. Nina, come here and talk to me about this beautiful display of bass that we've got over here. My goodness, what a day you had.
Well, that's right. But we had a friend that lived here, and he moved to Florida and was guiding down there. And every time we went down there, he wanted to take me out fishing while Forrest was fishing tournaments. And I really didn't want to do that because I didn't think it looked real good. And Forrest said, you're going to have to go with Lloyd sometime to keep him happy. So I decided to go that day. And we went out and we caught these. And I said, I'll never catch that nice a string of fish again, so I'm going to have them mounted. So we had them mounted in Florida, but I didn't put them on the driftwood. I did that after I got them here.
Yeah.
But the day they came in here, they came and delivered them to Forrest office up at the Ranger, and I went down the hall, and he had my bass out of holding them up. Somebody was visiting with him, and he was getting his picture made.
Well, I'm about to. So there's nine fish there, and you and Wanda fished together that day.
Right.
Who caught five and who caught four?
Well, I think I caught most of them.
The fun that Robin and I had with Forrest and Nina Wood in Flippin', Arkansas. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Calming Care. It's not a drug, not going to drug your dog to calm them down. It's a probiotic that's going to gently work over time to calm the overactive dog. You're asking about Calming Care when you talk to your vet. Larry Whiteley has worked with Johnny Morris at Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World since Well, I'm really close to the beginning, a long time. Larry and I were visiting in Springfield, Missouri, when he recalled the well-known story of Johnny Morris and the humble beginnings of Bass Pro Shop.
Actually, Johnny was going to college, Drury College in Springfield, and he was fishing at that time the fledgling BASS circuit, and actually qualified. I don't know, a lot of people don't know this. He qualified for 5 Bassmaster Classics. Yeah. But as he was out there, he'd see a lot of equipment and stuff that he couldn't find back here in Springfield, Missouri. So he went to the local Kmart store and tried to talk to the sporting goods manager into stocking this stuff. That guy had to go to his home office. They turned him down. So Johnny, frustrated, borrowed some money from his dad, got the old car, hooked the trailer on behind him, and a guy went across the country buying up that stuff and then took it back to that liquor store. And talked his dad into the late foot section, put that merchandise in there. And then he'd get calls later saying, hey, have you got a flyer or a catalog? We can order this stuff back in Texas or back in Iowa or wherever they were from. And so he started making a flyer, sending out. And then that grew to a catalog, and that kept growing. But where the Kmart stores, he tried to talk them into carrying that stuff, and they wouldn't do it. That is now Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World Springfield, the number one tourist attraction in the state of Missouri.
That 8-square-foot start in the back of his dad's liquor store, now 177 stores with an annual revenue of about $8 billion.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissoon, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves, will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per days in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
Our website, bbkoradio.com, has everything you hear about on the show and a whole lot more. Missed the broadcast? Catch a podcast. It's there, bbkoradio.com. 2019 marked the inaugural year for the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. The second stop on the tour, Lake Conroe, Texas, and we were there to see Edwin Evers win it and kick off his best year ever as a bass fisherman.
They've only handed out two trophies so far. Edwin, you were runner-up down in Florida. And I'm sure everybody said, boy, that's a really good job, Edwin. But I recall you and I met at Bass Pro Shop in Grapevine, Texas a few years ago when you were runner-up at the Classic or third, I can't remember. And I said, hey, man, great finish. And you were not happy about it. So I know you were not happy when you were runner-up in Florida and you went out and did something about it.
Yeah. No, it was a good finish at Florida and just didn't get it done, but it was just a huge blessing to be able to go and pull off a win at Conroe. You know, Conroe is one of those lakes that I feel like I know as well as any lake. You know, we've had a lot of events down there. I've seen the lake really low. I really remembered a lot of that stuff from when I was low. And, you know, I felt like I should have won some of those tournaments. I was always in contention the final day to win at Conroe in the TTBCs and at the Classic. And I had bad final days. Whatever I did, it wasn't right. And man, it just felt so good to finally get a win there. It's a place that I always thought I should have won multiple times before and never got it done. So it just feels good to finally get it done.
I know how well you know Conroe, like the back of your hand, but you actually fished day four, in an area that you had never fished on that lake before, something that looked good to you.
You're right. You're 100% right. You know, some of the more popular, better spawning flats had just a ton of pressure and a lot of boats on them. And, you know, I was fortunate enough that I went to practicing and looking for new water, you know, the second day of the tournament. And I rolled in there and I'd already cut my hooks off because I was shaking fish off because I had enough to make it to the next round. And man, I had a lot of bites and just couldn't believe nobody else was in there. It just was a mind boggling.
In Major League Fishing, you don't have a minute to spare, man. You better have a hook in the water at all times and be in the right spot at all times. And an early lead, the confidence that builds and the hope that builds, and an angler has got to be huge. That first period is huge. And on Sunday, the final day, the top 10 fishing, you had a tremendous first hour. I think you caught like 25 pounds or something.
Yeah, I did. It was they were biting first thing in the morning. Before that wind started blowing and just each morning, this seems like I've always kind of felt like with a Florida strain bass, they bite, you know, at daylight. You know, it's always, I think, important to be out there early in the morning and to be on your best stuff right off the bat, because then they kind of settle down. But it just seems like bass in general feed, no matter how cold it is, right at first light.
Well, and you were on them. You did well. Second period, no time to catch your breath. You had a little trouble hooking up for like an hour, hour and a half, and people were gaining on you, and it got a little tight. But then third period rolled around, you started catching them again, and then you pulled out the secret weapon, the drop shot, and put an 8-pound hammer on them.
Yeah, how about that? You know, the second period was kind of a grind. I was still fishing pretty slow, you know, and then I was like, man, I just need to start covering water and get these fish to react because they're not biting, you know, my flipping bait like they were. And got started, you know, throwing a vibrating jig a little bit, swimming a jig, and got some fish to starting to react. And I, at the very last 10 minutes, you know, and when I found those fish in pre-fish, it was warm. The water's quite a bit warmer, and it was not in pre-fish, but that tournament day, the day that I found those, and I shook them off, they were big ones up on those beds, you know. And then when I came back that the day that, you know, the championship day, all I could catch up there was males. And it, what happened, the water had cooled off, and those big females had just backed out a little bit. And that afternoon, you know, I caught that 8-pounder on that drop shot. Well, some of them just were starting to move back up there. And, you know, of all things to catch the biggest fish of the tournament, you know, I'm out there power fishing, flipping, throwing big baits and throwing big spinner bait and catching little ones. And I reeled that vibrating jig down that bank, and I felt one. I felt one either bump it or I bumped it. And I was like, dadgum, you missed it. Made a couple more casts, and I was like, man, I'm going to throw this drop shot up there. It's just one of those baits I always have rigged up for when fish are spawning. And I threw it up there, and I'm like, man, I can't feel my weight, you know, and it's only a little quarter ounce weight anyway. I'm like, I can't feel it. And I'm picking up on it real lightly, you know, kind of creeping up on it, trying to check it. And I can see my line just swimming out to deep water. And I set the hook thinking, ah, it's probably going to be one of them little buck bass again that the females hadn't moved up yet. And I set the hook, and I'm thinking, is it a bass? Is it a big, giant carp? You know, it's just strip and drag going across that canal and trying to go to the other side, and then it comes up. I'm like, oh, my goodness. When it comes up, I knew it was a big one. I knew it was not a 5 or 6 pounder. I knew it was well bigger than that. And it was an exciting, intense moment. Because up to then, you know, anybody could have caught me with a 6-pounder. And there's lots of 6-pounders swimming around. And it's just such an intense format because every fish is magnified. You know, in past tournaments, when you lose a 1.5-pounder, you're reeling that fish in, you relax. When you hook that fish and you see that it's a little one, you're relaxed because you don't really care if you landed or not. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. In this format, 1.5-pound fish, every fish goes to the bottom line, so every fish is magnified. You don't ever have that 20-second little break. You just don't have any breaks because everything counts. You know, a 1-pounder counts just like a 2-pounder. It all goes to your bottom line, you know, an 8-pounder really counts. So that 8-pounder really made my day, and it was just a great exclamation point for the day.
I don't remember your exact words, but, of course, we were all tuned in at that time, and you said something like, this is over. This is over.
Yeah.
That was magnificent. It was a lot of fun and a lot of fun to watch. And you've got a little time now, a little bit of a break before you guys head to North Carolina, but you got some homework to do because it's Jordan Lake, Falls Lake, and Sharon Harris Reservoir, three different reservoirs that I know you've got to have limited experience on, if any, and you've got a little work to do to figure it out.
Yeah, I do. I've never been there. I won't have a chance to go before the off limits. I think they're off limits now. So, you know, I'll try to study some maps and look at some aerial photos and, you know, but at the end of the day, it's kind of just, you still got to go out there and just figure out how to catch them. And it's the time of the year that I love when fish are moving up. I like going to brand new lakes and brand new bodies of water. I feel like it's an open book to you because you don't know the good from the bad. And that could be good. That's how you win a tournament because maybe all the locals think that this one creek's always the worst and this creek's always the best. So, you know, and maybe they've overlooked those spots that have been the worst for years. And you know, I don't know any different. And that's how you find tournament winning fish, kind of like that spot I was in. I think everybody thought it was too muddy or too shallow or something. But obviously there was enough fish in there to win, and nobody else had found it. So that's how you win, is going to new bodies of water and not knowing what to expect. And so I really look forward to going to them. I've never been to them. So when I get there, I'm going to think there's a 5-pounder at the end of every one of my casts.
Some pretty good bass fishing nuggets, lessons to be learned in these interviews that you're going to hear today with not only Stage 2 winner on the inaugural Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, but he would go on to win the Points Championship and the overall Red Crest Championship. Hey, if you have a dog with chronic GI upset, I can't recommend Fortiflora any higher. It's worked 100% of the time that I've used it. And Chewy.com will deliver Fortiflora directly to your house or kennel.
Hey, everybody. It's Adrian with Harold's Outdoor Haven. We're located in Kingman, Kansas. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I really think you need this new shotgun.
I learned years ago that nobody but nobody can make wild game taste better than my friend Joe Masacchio and Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. I also learned years ago that I need to keep a feral hog in my freezer at all times because Joe works magic with them.
Well, basically, you can do everything we do with a deer with a hog. The ribs are always good, and people don't think so. But, you know, we do the taco meat and breakfast sausage, which is the big seller. And then we do these hog stickers, which are like Hawaiian steak on a stick, which is really good. Kids love them. The tamales are really a great hit, and they're really easy to serve. They take less than 4 minutes to cook them in a microwave, or you can steam them. If you steam them, it's just like you just made them. And all the sausages, I mean, the jalapeno cheese and, you know, brats, all that kind of stuff.
After your successful hog hunt, it's got to be Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, CCRWildGameProcessing.com. I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. The Big Billy Kinder Outdoors four-wheel drive camp house on wheels gets plenty of attention while we roll down the road. Thanks to my friend Skip Madera at Blue Sky Graphics in Fort Worth, Texas. Blue Sky Graphics specializes in vehicle wraps that convey your business message every time you drive. When we travel across the country producing BBKO radio, we notice an increase in webpage visitors. And over time, your wrap can produce millions of impressions, and not just on the highway. Maybe you've seen Blue Sky Graphics work out on the water, too. Visit bsgwraps.com to see some of Blue Sky's work on bass boats, ski boats, ATVs, even 18-wheelers. Want to change the color of your vehicle? Wrap it. And I love the way my Blue Sky Graphics wrap is tough enough to take the mesquite limbs and brush. It's tougher than my paint, and that paint job is preserved underneath my wrap. Talk to Skip Madera about your new wrap. It all starts at bsgwraps.com. Large format printing and banners available too. bsgwraps.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7' to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at lose.com or mrcrappie.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Big Billy Kender Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
2019 will be remembered as a huge year for professional bass fishing. Major League Fishing brought their already successful televised format out on tour, and Edwin Evers stole the show. We just heard from Edwin after his Stage 2 win early in the year, but he would end up as the points champion on the inaugural Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, and he'd win the Red Crest Championship, overall champion of Major League Fishing's inaugural Bass Pro Tour.
Edwin Evers, every time I talk to you, the first words out of my mouth are congratulations. You did it again.
Oh, it was an amazing week. I don't know how to say anything but thank you. It was an amazing, amazing week. It just all came together and a lot of fun. I don't know what to say about it, but, man, it was fun. The river is just an amazing place.
Amazing. And when the Lord blesses, he just pours out blessings. And we're going to talk about the blessing of the spot that you hit yesterday in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, I want to know your history on the lake, because I heard a lot of anglers say that they'd never been on the water that you fished to win it, which was Lock 7. A lot of guys had fished 8, but not 7. What's your history there?
My history is every event we've had there, with the exception of one or two, I've always fished pool 7. I like it up there. It's just my favorite pool. You know, I just always try to get away from crowds, and anytime you have a lock between, you know, two different pools, it's going to eliminate a lot of guys from even going. So I always felt like there was less people when I would go up there, and I always felt like the biggest fish live in that pool.
We certainly know the most fish live in that pool. You're the first guy ever to win a Bassmaster Classic, which couldn't have come at a more perfect time and a more perfect place, right there with your, you know, basically hometown. And and now the first ever Red Crest. Has this sunk into you yet, Edwin?
It really hasn't. it's surreal. I'm just sitting here thinking about it before you call. Driving up there, you never expect to be driving home with that trophy sitting beside you. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing. And all of the hardware, the points race, which is not easy to do with this field of anglers. It's tough, man. It's tough. And if you don't think it's tough, just ask Stephen Browning, because he almost made that top 10, but you had something to say about that. That's how tight this Major League Fishing is.
It was, incredible. You know, I caught a fish, I think, with 3 minutes to go in the penalty box for 2 minutes. He catches a 210, passes me, and then the fish that I caught, and once they registered after the penalty, I pass him by 9 ounces. And then fortunately, with 40 seconds to go, I throw out there and catch another fish, to make sure he didn't catch it, though. It was just crazy.
just the intensity. Until somebody experiences that intensity under that format, it's hard to describe in words what it's like.
Yeah, and we can feel it to a degree watching you guys. But I'm sure there's nothing like having that stick in your hand and with the pressure on and the clock ticking to do that. I was thinking about you today. I thought, you know, Edwin's won a Classic. He's now won a Red Crest. What's he going to do now? And I thought, you know, the Colts are now looking for a quarterback. Luck decided. There you go. I think that's probably a pretty good plan. You used Berkeley bait. You've gone to the Berkeley team this year. And I got to tell you, my personal bass fishing this year, early on, I fell in love with the new MaxScent stuff. I really believe it works. I believe in that stuff. And I can't tell you how many packages I've gone through.
Yeah, I really like it really well. There is something to the scent. You know, I've been fortunate to be at Spirit Lake and see the testing that they actually do on fish. And they have hundreds of fish in there. And, you know, they can back up when they say fish hold on to it 45% longer. They tested over 100 bass with that scent versus another, and they will hold on to it 45% longer, and they test it. It's just neat what they do up there. They back everything up with science and with testing, and it's a really good product. And the neat thing about MaxScent to me is that the colors are faded, you know, like, because it's got that scent in it. It is so real. The colors to me are more realistic than any of the other plastic colors, and I really like that about it.
Yeah, they're more of a flat based color, which is more of a natural look. Let's talk about that spot. That I got so carried away watching you, and I could not believe what I was seeing when you pulled up on the spot and caught 28 fish in 45 minutes, and I think you did that in about 30 casts. I don't know. They took a commercial break in there, so I didn't get to see every cast. It was the most phenomenal thing I have ever seen. I've been on schooling black bass before. I've never had them go for 45 minutes. I've never caught 28 out of that pile of fish. You had to be in amazement.
I was exhausted.
I know you were. You were cramping up.
Oh, man, my arms were cramping up. My hands were, and out of breath and sweating. You know, I just was super fortunate. That's one of the things that I think about leaving that event is nobody's ever out of that format. If the last place guy would have pulled up right there and caught those 28 fish, he would have passed me like I was standing still, and it's really neat in the fact that allows that. Just allows, you're never out of it. And that's something that, you know, I need to learn, because, you know, you get down and out towards the end of event and you're 20, 30, 40 pounds behind, but in reality, nobody's ever out of it.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing. The fish you caught on that spot would have won the entire day, even without your previous catches. It was just an amazing thing that took place. You had rolled over the top of those fish earlier. I've heard the story, but I want to hear it again.
So, you know, it's pretty hard to get in there. And the last thing to get over is a beaver dam. And one of the very first times that I ever went in there, I actually blew that beaver dam out trying to get in there. And once I got in, I power pulled down and I waited for lines in. And, man, sitting there waiting for lines to go in, they start schooling up in front of me. And little did I know that, you know, I caught those fish, and then I fished all the way around the lake, flipping the laydowns and doing all the things I was doing. And when I made it all a complete lap and I get back to where I came in, they're schooling big time, but they're schooling right where my boat was sitting this morning, the morning. So I actually was sitting right on top of them. It's amazing to me that, you know, all those fish are in about a foot and a half, at the most 2 feet of water, right before that water goes over that beaver dam. Nothing there. You know, a lot of times you think you're going to catch that many fish, you think you got to have a 5, 6, 7 foot deep hole, but, you know, I was a long ways from 3 foot of water, let alone 5 or 6, and all those fish were just sitting right there, you know, eating those shad as it was going over the beaver dam.
You know, I never heard of water temperature the whole time, and I know Wisconsin's cooler in the summer than we are here in Texas, but still that water's got to be up around 80.
No, it was cool. You know, we had a couple cool days. It's about 75 degrees, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, it was just the absolute perfect storm for you. And now, if I'm not mistaken, it's probably time to harvest pecans, because so you're not going to get much of a break.
Yes, sir. We're going to start harvesting about October 15th. So got a little dove hunt to do this weekend. You going to get a go?
Yeah, you know I'm going to go, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to you and Cade coming down and hunting quail with us this winter. We're going to wait till deep in the winter when the birds sit real tight.
I would love to do it.
We are reliving the amazing, and I do mean amazing, year that Major League fisherman Edwin Evers had in capturing the points and overall championship of the inaugural Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. 28 bass in 45 minutes. When we come back, Edwin's going to talk to us more about that magical spot that clinched the championship. And coming up a little later in the show, we're going to revisit a chat we had with Mark Zona. When the superstars were defecting from bass, headed over to Major League Fishing, there was a lot of raw emotion and feelings. And now, healing. Zona talks about it.
Hi, I'm Taki Hayes.
I'm Cuz Strickland.
And when I'm not in the great outdoors,
I'm thinking about it.
In my mossy oak.
With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun. And with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more.
By now, you or the deer hunter in your life has sat and shivered in that old see-through deer blind enough to know that it's time for a new one. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of I-20 just west of Weatherford, Texas has them, and they'll fit in Santa's sleigh. So will warm winter hunting gear and a new rifle or shotgun. Teske's Outdoors, 817-599-3400, and right there on your way to hunt West Texas. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout
and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
We screen that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
Camp House phone number 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-2256. And the website, bbkoradio.com. Send a picture for the bragging board, bbkoradio.com. Before the coffee break, we were talking to Edwin Evers about that remarkable spot when he won the inaugural Red Crest Championship back in August, where we sat there in amazement and watched him catch 28 bass in 45 minutes. We'll pick it back up with Edwin talking about that magical spot.
It's kind of interesting. I'd been in there three, maybe four other times in tournaments, in bass tournaments. And a couple of times, I just knew I was going to win after my practice. Knew I was going to win. And I never got close to winning. You know, maybe 6th, 7th, 8th place, something like that. And I was so mad that I didn't win, you know. But looking back, I'm so thankful now that I didn't, because it was a lot smaller event, you know, less money. And you know, I believe God had this day saved many years ago for me. You know, to win on that stage at Red Crest with Major League Fishing and a bigger stage. And you know, today it just all, or yesterday, it just all came together, you know, and I was just so happy to finally get out of there. And that spot that I've kind of, you know, was upset that I had never won before, you know, it was just a blessing from above.
You made the comment that if you had caught them like that in there before, that would be there'd be picnic benches down there now from people setting up and fishing in that spot, and
it's kind of
been preserved for you.
Yes, sir, it has. It's pretty hard to get into, you know, and pretty far removed, and you know, but now it's, you know, now it's fine. You know, that's one of the great things about Major League Fishing or any fishing show. When you get to watch it, you learn, and you learn where they're at, those kinds of things. So, but neat spot. It was quite a decision to go in there. I didn't know if it was the right one, you know, the night before and that morning. But when they come up schooling right there waiting for lines in, I was like, oh, man, it was a good decision.
Not only has it been one of your finest year, one of your finest years bass fishing, but you've had some trouble along the way, too. Storms earlier this year, tornado in Oklahoma took your house out. You're having to rebuild, and you made a really funny comment on stage on the post-game show that you're sure glad that slab's already poured.
Yes, sir. They poured that slab Friday, and a good thing, because my wife would have probably made that slab a little bit bigger if I just won $300,000.
Well, now you can put more money in the barn, Edward.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, a bigger barn.
Put it out in the pecan farm is what I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I know you're eager for 2020 to get here, but I also know you're eager to get home and hug your family. And by the way, congratulations on a new son-in-law. Does he cut the mustard? Is he an okay guy?
He is great. You know, as a dad, you just worry about, you know, your children's spouses, and there would be nobody I'd rather choose for my daughter than him. He is that good a guy, and I love him like he's my own. I got a lot of respect for him.
Well, that just caps it all off. That's bigger than a Red Crest. Edwin, congratulations again, buddy. We're sure proud for you. You're easy to cheer for.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mr. Kinder.
The best year of his fishing career, 2019, Edwin Evers. The Major League Fishing televised product and the Bass Pro Tour originated in the minds of two great historic fishermen, Gary Klein and Boyd Duckett, many years ago. Gary and I have talked about it many times through the years, and caught up again back in June at about the midway point of the inaugural Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour.
The concept the tournament format that Major League Fishing uses is beyond anything that I can explain. As a veteran competitor of conventional tournament fishing, of course, everybody that knows me, that's how I was raised. But when you step up and you compete with a Major League Fishing format, it is amped up 10 times. I don't think I've ever been as physically and mentally drained at the end of a day, competing under this format. It's phenomenal.
And I've been there in person. I've seen you guys coming in off the lake, and the emotion in Conroe, Texas, when Stephen Browning lands a three-pounder with literally 5 seconds left in the round to put him into the top 10 on Sunday. The emotion. I watched you. I think it was Takahiro that you kicked out catching a fish on TV 3 or 4 weeks ago, just on like your last cast. I mean, you were down to it. There's just so much drama, and it's more like watching college football or the NFL than bass fishing.
Well, that's one of the really neat things about this format is it creates so many moments during the course of the competition that are captured, where before those moments were lost. And the only person that experienced those moments was the angler itself. And with the Major League Fishing format, having the opportunity to have a Major League Fishing official in the boat with you with a score tracker actually feeding you every fish that's being caught and the anglers that are making the moves and where you stand and where you fall. And then they keep reminding you of the cut weight, and they keep reminding you of how much time you have left to go catch a fish to gain that position back. It just amps it up tenfold to where what this format has done for me as an angler, it's forced me to get better. It's forced me to make quicker, cleaner decisions on the water, because we have a group of hammers. And now that you have 40 anglers on the score tracker at one time competing for the same positions that you're competing for, you don't really have the opportunity to make a poor decision that lasts very long, or you'll fall down in the standings. So it's heads-up competition. It's in your face. And I think, like Marty Stone says best, it makes bad look really bad, and it makes good look really good.
Gary Klein talking about the dream. Well, what was once a dream for both he and Boyd Duckett, and now is reality, Major League Fishing and all that it entails, including the purchase of the FLW Tour late in 2019. Big things ahead. Brandon Polinick and Gerald Swindle have left Major League Fishing at the end of the 2019 season. Newcomers? Well, they're not newcomers at all. Four-time FLW Angler of the Year David Dudley and reigning FLW Cup champion Brian Thrift will fill those two slots to round out the field of 80 anglers on the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. The 2020 Bass Pro Tour begins on Lake Eufaula, Alabama, February 7th, right around the corner, and it ends on Lake Champlain, Vermont, in late July. Here goes my data plan again. Each stage of the Bass Pro Tour is broadcast live on the Major League Fishing app and at MajorLeagueFishing.com. More than 325 hours of original programming. We can follow Major League Fishing as it unfolds live on the water. After MLF Bass Pro Tour opens up on Eufaula, Alabama, they'll move to Okeechobee, Florida, February 21 through 26, then Lake Fork, Texas. Giants. Back to Raleigh, North Carolina for Jordan Lake, Falls Lake, and Sharon Harris Reservoir. Jordan Lake, that's where Kelly Jordan racked up over 80 pounds of bass in one day last year. Then it's down to the Kissimmee chain in Florida. In June, it's Lake Winnebago, Lake Butte des Morts, and Green Lake, Neenah, Wisconsin, the St. Lawrence River in New York, and then that Lake Champlain, Vermont event that we mentioned to wrap it up, July 21 through 26. Coming up next hour, we turn our attention to the legendary bass fishing organization, Bass. Rick Klun and Mark Zona help us out with that. And we're going to relive the story of Lionel Ferguson there in Tennessee. He's now become a friend of mine. We're buddies. But I first interviewed him in 2018 about his world record crappie. 5 pounds, 7 ounces. Crappie, boys. He's going to join us when I come back from the coffee pot, right here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thanks for joining us.
the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
Hey, we spent the last hour kind of recapping what happened in Major League Fishing with the inaugural year of the Bass Pro Tour and how Edwin Evers kind of dominated that last year. He took it all. He won Stage 2 on Lake Conroe, Texas, then went on to win Angler of the Year and the Red Crest Overall Championship for that very first year of the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. Most of those Major League anglers came from BASS. It was quite a blow to Bass when the majority of their superstar sticks left for Major League Fishing. There were some pretty raw feelings, and we had a conversation with Mark Zona with Bass about that a few months ago, and we'll look at that impact and promising future for Bass with Mark Zona later this hour. And BASS couldn't have kicked off their Elite Series in any grander fashion than they did on the St. John's River when 72-year-old Rick Klun hooked up with giant after giant and won that thing. Rick recalls the victory just a little later on the show today. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There is a Pro Plan formula for your dog, even if they have special conditions. It doesn't matter the age, the lifestyle. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built to make your dog healthier. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas. You know, we talk to the most experienced, educated, and popular hunters and fishermen on planet Earth every week on this show. But one of my favorite interviews ever came in the fall of 2018 when I spoke with a fellow who's now become a good friend, Lionel Ferguson. Lionel lives in East Tennessee and caught the world record crappie.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? I saw your picture on social media. Everybody in the world did back in May when you caught that big colossal crappie. And I said, no, there ain't no way. Lionel photoshopped that. There ain't no crappie in the world that big. But turns out there was, wasn't there?
Yes, sir, it was. 5 pounds now, and 7 ounces.
The new IGFA world record, Lionel. Congratulations, man. That is awesome.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Oh, man. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. You were fishing with a jig, is that right, or live
bait? Yes. No, with a jig.
Okay. And were you on a boat or up on the bank?
I was on the bank, and it came out of a pond.
I'll be darned. That is amazing. How big is that pond?
It's not even an acre. I see. It's not even that. It's not even that.
You're kidding.
If I'm standing on one side of it, I could throw it to the other side and hit the bank.
You just never know what's going to happen when you go fishing.
You never know. And I couldn't plan that. You know, I think that was sent from up above. The Lord knew. He knew, planned it out that day.
The good Lord was smiling on you that day, Lionel, for sure. And he knew you'd have a lifetime of fun with this and could appreciate it. And, he said, that fish belongs to Lionel. I'm tickled that he did it.
I just got a blessing out of it, my brother.
You bet.
I've been blessed with it.
You've had a lot of fun with it, I guess.
Yes, I had. A lot of interviews. I've been in the paper. I've been talking about this fish since May 15th.
Now, if I'm correct, a 5 pound, 7 ounce black crappie, but he's bigger than the white crappie record. This is the biggest crappie on record all time. Am I right with that?
I'm not for sure about that. Now, black crappie wise, but I don't know what the world record white crappie is. If I'm not,
I'll check on that. I'll find that. I think you've got the overall heavyweight champion of the world there.
Wow!
I know in that article
it said the heaviest crappie that's been ever recorded.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what led me to that. So I have to ask you, what happened to that crappie? Did you turn her back? Is she swimming again? Did she end up, if I caught her, I know where she's going. She's going to the peanut oil with the French crappie.
Hey, I'll tell you a story that leads up to this one, all right?
Uh-huh.
I caught one before out of this pond. He was 4 pounds and 4 ounces.
Oh, my word.
Hey, I didn't think nothing about it. I caught that fish. I go to church with this guy that lets me fish in his pond, and he said, you take whatever you can take out of there. I fished in his pond for 2 hours, didn't get nothing. The last 45 minutes, I was about to leave. You know, it's one of them, one more cast, and I'm going to leave. Well, that one more ends up turning up to 100 casts. And I landed this crappie, I think it was 2 years ago. It was 4 pounds and 4 ounces. I brought it home, cleaned it up, sent the picture to my buddy, and he goes, hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to put that on the internet. And I said, sure, go ahead. I didn't think nothing about it. Well, turns out to be, on my scale, he was 4 pounds and 4 ounces. And then I got another buddy. He was a cop. He's a cop here in Loudoun County. He sent me that picture. He said, hey, how does it feel? He said, how does it feel to eat the state record crappie?
Oh, no, you ate the state record. My trusted friend, Lionel Ferguson, what a delightful guy, man. If you ever get a chance to meet him at a fishing show with his big fish on display, go visit a while. It'll be well worth your time. And I did check. 5.7, it's the biggest crappie ever caught, no matter the subspecies. Black crappie, white crappie, any crappie. Lionel's got the world's record. Purina Pro Plan, guys. Performance formula for your hard-working bird dog. 30% protein, 20% fat. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. I'll be here with Rick Klun when I come back from the coffee pot.
This is professional angler Rick Klun. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissin at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Gravine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards Gate is historic downtown Grapevine. And don't miss the spectacular ice attraction at the Gaylord Texan. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
When the weather has a direct impact on our property, it's good to have a friend that you can trust. Take a minute now, before the storm hits, and get familiar with Quick Roofing. at quickroofing.com. Quick Roofing is prepared before the storm to help you the moment you need it afterwards. Quick Roofing is a proud Texas company, and we've served your neighbors for over 25 years. Our year-round crews produce the quality workmanship that you demand for your most important investment. Our consistent relationship with local suppliers is why we can fill your order in just a few days, not weeks. If you have roof damage, we'd like to be your go-to professional that you trust with your repairs. Get to know us now at quickroofing.com and then call us immediately after the storm for your free storm damage inspection. You'll come to trust and appreciate the Quick Roofing differences. quickroofing.com. Residential and commercial roof installations and repair, offering one of the highest quality warranties in the roofing business.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Big Billy Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
The DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, will ensure science-based wildlife conservation for generations to come. You've never had this much fun while working hard for wildlife. Details at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to Big Billy Kender Outdoors. We were all amazed in 2016 when Rick Klun, at 69 years old, won a Bassmaster Elite Series event on the St. John's River. So what's the next word after amazed? Because he went back to the St. John's last spring and did it again at 72 years old.
Yeah, thank you. You'll have to excuse me. I'm going to sound a little weary because I am.
I know you're weary. You have to be, man. It's a grind. This is a young man's game, and you're the young man that keeps winning these things. And that's just so awesome to see. I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but congratulations on that St. John's win.
Thank you.
It's so difficult. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and after we fish all day on the bow of the boat, the next day our bodies are sore. And it's a tough grind. Fishing, when you dedicate yourself to it and you put your mind and body into every cast all day long and focus, it will wear you down. It's a tough grind fishing professionally, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, in fact, that brings back a memory. Actually, Randy White, the Dallas Cowboy, fished with me one time years and years ago, and we fished all day long, and at the end of the day, he said, I have never been this tired in my whole life. Pro football player.
Yeah. One of the very, very best to ever play the game, Randy White. You've got that St. John figured out, Rick. My goodness. How did you fish it differently this time around than when you won that thing 3 years ago?
Well, of course, everybody heard, you know, and we'd found, you know, that the hurricanes they've had really have removed a lot of the eelgrass, which is real critical to Lake George fishery as far as where the fish are and how, where they might end up spawning. And if the eelgrass is pretty much was all gone and from the storms and the high water and all that. So I fished it. There were still dollar pads in that area, and I fished it, but I couldn't get anything but a couple of real tiny fish. So I started looking for the best looking habitat the closest to that area, because I figured if these fish moved, or then maybe they would, that was where they'd gone to, and that's just a guess. But so I did, and that's what I ended up finding, an area that had boat docks, had a few reeds, and then had dollar pads, and and we hit it a perfect storm there. These fish were cold weather for several weeks. First day of practice was 55 degrees. By the tournament started, it was about 65. So everything, you know, had, in fact, I had caught my bigger fish when I found this area the first day of practice. I caught a 6 and a 10 on what's called a Hail Mary lipless crankbait. But they were on the ends of docks, and there were a few of them right on the very outer edges of the, the dollar pads. The first day of the tournament, I started in there. And I threw the Hail Mary around the ends of the docks and sides of them. And after about 2 hours, I'd caught 1 2.5-pounder. And so I said, you know, looking at the water temperature, I said, I'm going to move on the backsides. And that's immediately pitching a worm. I caught 2 4-pounders, and I caught a 5-something on the spinnerbait. So it's really, it was just, I fished it quite a bit different. I fished an area I really had never fished before. And it, of course, that's fishing. You have to know what the fish are doing and how they're changing. And it was pretty obvious there. They all moved to the bank.
Hey, tell me about your dad. You've got a work ethic that has got some roots. I bet your dad was a hard-working man.
Well, he was. Probably more important to me was that he wasn't afraid to fail and he wouldn't give up. And as far as hard working, when he wasn't working, we would be wading some creek in Oklahoma or chasing squirrels or deer hunting. And even back when I was a 6-7 year old kid, he would wear me out fishing all day wading down these creeks. It had nothing to do with competition. He just loved to do it. And I learned a lot of that from him as far as just staying with it, not giving up, and you know, keep an open mind and all of that.
Well, and you do that very well. That pacing that you learned from your dad, the how to pace yourself and go all day, that can last a lifetime, can't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Every game you play, every sport you play, for you to do it at its highest level, you know, everything has to work in harmony, your mind, your body, and your soul. And it's if any of those are not working at their highest level, then the others too suffer. So, I have to do things to really keep mentally sharp. I have to do things to be getting the right energies from the right people. I have to do things to, you know, to stay physically at 72. You know, in the winter, when we're in all season, I live in the Ozarks. You know, we're climbing hills and I'm usually looking for mushrooms or I'm chopping wood. You know, I don't do anything except that kind of stuff, to try so when I get to a tournament, because it's a 4-day event. And the problem with cuts is it's like if you're a basketball player and the coach only lets you play 2 quarters. If you don't make the cuts a lot, then you're only playing 2 or 3 quarters. So that's what you get in shape for. And then all of a sudden the coach goes, "Hey, Rick, you got to play the whole game." Well, then you go into that fourth quarter where you're going to have what it takes to fish at a high level.
A lot of young people really need to be perking up their ears and listening to what Rick Klun is saying, because that's a valuable lesson. That's a whole lot more valuable than, hey, you throw a white spinnerbait. And we can all learn from that. Rick, when you hoisted that trophy last weekend, how did that feel in comparison to that very first one years ago? Are you still enjoying it like you did then?
At that point in time, I'm not even there. My brain is just, I'm really completely mentally gone. All you're seeing is a shell up there. It takes me several days for it all to sink in. And, you know, like, 2 days later, I might be by myself driving down the road and start screaming and hollering. But, because really, you know, and you've heard it in other sports, if you have anything left in a tank at the end of the game, you made a mistake somewhere. So at that point, I'm just going through the motions. And it finally sinks in, you know, several days later where you can really absorb what you did. And then, of course, you have a lot of people telling you. But the most important ones are my daughters and my sons and my wife, Melissa. And,
yeah.
You know, my youngest son, he's 15, and he just went. I've never seen him go bananas over anything. And my wife was showing me a video of him going bananas. Because, you know, they're watching the weigh-in. Actually, we thought Mendez had me, you know. And finally, they saw that and won, and, you know. Those kind of things are important in hosting the trophy.
Yeah, those are the reasons that you hoist the trophy these days. When you first started bass fishing professionally, it was a controversial decision, wasn't it, to decide to be a full-time professional angler?
Oh, yeah, especially back then. And again, my dad, when I told him, he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you know you're going to starve to death, but if that's what you want to do it." And he was right. For the first 2, almost 3 years, you know, pretty well lost everything I owned personally, and finally won the Classic. And of course, I was trying to guide before that, but nobody knew who Rick Klun was. I was trying to guide on Lake Conroe, which was young, you know, 2 or 3 year old lake. Wasn't like labeling in Toledo, which people had heard about all over the country. But when I won the Classic, all of a sudden everything turned around. The guide service went crazy, and sponsors showed up, and But no, it was, and it's still risky. I still watch these young kids come in, and you know, some of them have some good backing, some of them don't. So it's hadn't changed in that respect a whole lot.
Well, it's getting better all the time, and you're a major, major reason for that. Rick, what a pleasure to talk to you again. Thank you for the time, and go get them this weekend.
Thank you.
Rick Cloud on his Elite Series win at 72 years old. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by the world's greatest dog fuel, Purina Pro Plan. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye seven different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big-screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest. Because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Big Billy Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12. BigGame.org.
Hey, if you can't catch Big Billy Kender Outdoors regularly on the weekend, don't forget that you can get a free download from all of the top podcast providers. It'll come directly to your device, and you can hear Big Billy Kender Outdoors each and every week at your convenience during your commute, maybe time in the deer blind or out on the bow of the boat. More details at bbkoradio.com. Late summer, early fall, school was about to start. That means Mark Zona was busy with his boys. But he took a little time to visit with me about the mass exodus of anglers from bass to major league fishing. The new anglers, the new blood that were making names for themselves on the Bassmaster Elite Series. The attitude and future as bass turned the page and carried on their storied tradition.
Mark Zona's on the show. Mark! Z, how are you?
Oh, it's kind of a bittersweet time of year. I'm packing my children and getting them up to Michigan State. So I'll be nursing my wife's emotions for the next year.
I watch those kids grow up on television on your show, and I cannot believe they're going to college. Is this for a visit, or are they going to go to school there?
Oh, they got their associates last year close to the house. I think my wife wanted to keep them prisoner for a couple more years, but they're actually going into Michigan State as juniors, but it's their first, going to be their first year away. So they got their fill of fishing tournaments this summer and had a successful season again, and time to get to work off the water.
Yeah, there you go. So how many Spartan sweatshirts do you own now?
I've got one sweatshirt, one beanie, and a pair of sweatpants. So I figure as much as I'm going to give Michigan State this year, I probably should represent. I honestly thought they'd give me a free sweatshirt for what the tuition is.
Yeah, no. Oh, my. Hey, I know that's an exciting time for the guys and for you guys. Congratulations. A couple of fine boys. We've watched them grow up on television, like I said, and they just appear to be great young men. I know you're proud of them.
No, I truly appreciate that. Their life has pretty much been, you know, bass fishing and hunting. And I told them as long as they kept their grades up, they can fish their tail off. And they've definitely both have done that the last 4 or 5 years of their life. So. We're pretty proud of them.
There you go. Good. That's good. Somewhere along the way, Johnny Morris adopted Mark Zona. You have to be kinfolk. I think you have a spare bedroom in the back of Bass Pro Shop. When I turn my television on, there you are in Bass Pro Shop. All of us envy you, Z.
There is no doubt. When I'm not either in Bassmaster Studio, I've spent a lot of time in Springfield. And I know this sounds strange, but when he opened the Wonders of Wildlife Museum, I had done so much TV work, I felt like I built the museum. But it's, you know, it, to me, it's always been, Billy, it's, I grew up, and I'm not saying this as a sales pitch. It's not my style, but, you know, I grew up with a Bass Pro Shops catalog. That was, I've heard it referred, you know, the bass fishing Bible from when you're going to order stuff as a kid. To be a part of Johnny Morris's team, it's been an honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you do a great job for him, and I'm sure he's pleased to have you. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Bassmaster Elite Tour. About a year ago, almost a year ago, the big news came that a lot of the superstars were moving over to Major League Fishing, and it was in that moment where emotions ran very high in a lot of directions, and a lot of people were predicting the future of the Bassmaster Elites, that they might not be able to survive this, some folks said, and all kinds of things were said. But here we are, just about to wrap up the regular season, and hey, they're still around, see?
It's I would say emotions are still between some. I think emotions are still fairly high because we all basically grew up and worked together. But I've covered that tour now for almost two decades, and whenever you see your friends leave, of course you have that's an emotional thing. Because here's how I looked at it: we were all coworkers, and when a coworker that's your buddy leaves, that's hard. But I will tell you the one thing that has not happened: the Bassmaster Elite Series this season, if you have followed it, it has not missed a beat. It has been one of the most incredible seasons I can remember covering this. I know it sounds weird, but I made fun of, I pick on Tommy Sanders, who I cover this with, and I said, you could not, up until now, scripted these events any better than they've turned out. I believe we have some of the hungriest young anglers that want to build a name for themselves. I believe we have some veterans, some younger veterans that are now the guys that some of the other anglers look up to because they've been there a while. Things are good and things are healthy at the Bassmaster Elite Series. And here's where I'm at with that, Billy. I still stay in touch with a handful of guys that left. I wish them totally the best of luck, but things are good. Things are good in our house. Things are good.
I can tell that things are good, and you used the exact words that I used when Rick Klun, on the bow of that boat, ripped his shirt off, and there was a Superman outfit underneath it, and went bonkers on us down in Florida to start the year. I said they could not have written this. No one's crazy enough to write this. And then it was big hit after big hit after big hit, and everyone I talked to on the Elites is really happy. I had Micah Frazier on the show the other day. And, man, of course, he's on cloud nine, just won his first big blue trophy. But what a talented future superstar angler that told me, Billy, I'm just as happy as I've ever been fishing. I'm having a ball. We're having a ball on the Elites. Guys are having fun.
I'll be honest with you, that makes me very, very happy to hear that. It's been a great group to work with this season. And we just need to keep that momentum going. You know,
we've got
a couple tournaments left. We got a couple events left, and then we'll kind of switch gears into chasing deer around for a little bit. And the Bassmaster Classic at Gunnersville, it'll be here soon enough. But, I can't say enough for those anglers that I've covered this season, because you have watched guys that have been around, and you have watched guys that you might not have known a lot a year ago that are the real deal and are going to be around. They're going to be around long after I'm gone from covering this thing. And that's great, really great to see for the sport.
The biggest mistake that the boys on the Elite Trail made was letting those guys come in from Canada, because they catch fish, man. They are getting in the way of these southern boys.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that they were on my list. You better get them in here. But
Mark Zona talking about bass and those new anglers, the new blood out on the water in 2019, which will crank it up again for 2020 in just the next few weeks. We'll continue our conversation with Z-Man after I come back from the coffee pot. And then we'll wrap it up with Casey Ashley and one of my all-time favorite songs. Yes, Casey Ashley, the fisherman. He's a heck of a singer and wrote a heck of a song about life on a pro bass trail.
It's Gary Loomis. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
They call it Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch.
So the Couples by the Creek is an event we do once a month. It is a time where there's no kids allowed, so the parents can come out for a great evening. We bring them all into the arena and start out shooting in here. We get the skeet shooting going, archery tag. Joe and Nola do a phenomenal dinner afterwards. All your food, all the bow rentals. You can bring your own equipment if you'd like, but you don't have to. Most of the people that come to the Couples by the Creek have never shot a bow. And we have groups of ladies that come, so it doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. We've had four or five guys come together. So it's just a night away from the kiddos, get out and have a good time and have a safe time. But we have a DJ usually afterwards. Let's play some music, get a little dancing going with a great meal to follow.
Couples by the Creek at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. It's the dangdest date you've ever taken her on. And she just might fall in love with bow shooting, or with you. That's okay. Cinnamon Creek Ranch has the largest archery pro shop on planet Earth, and we do weddings. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissin, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
folks come in off the porch, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Incredible auctions every day await you in person and online at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12. Details at biggame.org.
Hey, let's pick it back up with Mark Zona, talking about those new sticks out on the Bassmaster Elite Tour.
The biggest mistake that the boys on the Elite Trail made was letting those guys come in from Canada, because they catch fish, man. They are getting in the way of these southern boys.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that they were on my list. You better get them in here. But you know what's weird? If you look at those guys and then you look at some of the other names in there, that the Scott Canterbury, who was so incredible when he fished the FLW Tour, to what he's doing now there, all the way to the real true rookies, you know, Drew Cook and Patrick Walters. Gosh, I know this sounds nuts. It has me stuttering, which I don't do a lot, but it has been a magical season. And I hope the folks that have got to tune in and maybe watch a tournament here or follow one over there, have really enjoyed what the product that we've put out this season.
You know, on site, I haven't seen every on site crowd, but the crowds that I have seen, they have a trunk in it. The people are coming out. They want to see the Bassmaster Elites, and it's doing well. Z, who taught you to fish? Who first put a rod and reel in your hand?
My dad. It's so weird. I'm staring across the little lake that I grew up on right now. I'm staring at his house, and he was a troller, Billy. He was. He had no rhyme or rhythm of his pattern of trolling. and we would catch one. And back in the day when I grew up, we caught them and we ate them, man. That was the gig growing up. And, you know, then catch and release came along. And then the first tournament I fished, I was 9 years, actually I was just under 10 years old, and I won like $3,800. And that's where it all kind of started and went from there. But to actually end up on the little, you know, 900-acre lake that I grew up on. And I'm occasionally, my wife will let me go fish a tournament here and there with some of the old local guys that I grew up with. But it all goes back to my dad. He was the one that stuck a rod in my hand. And I think as a parent, you know, we owe it to our children to, you know, try to get them involved in fishing. And I always pass that on to my boys that, you know, maybe their parents, the friends that they hang around with, maybe their parents didn't fish, and to make sure that they pass that on too. I think that's critical.
It's life changing, and it's for life. It's for life when you teach someone how to fish. And the moment that they handed you that check immediately after you wet your pants, your life as you had known it was over.
I quit Little League the next day.
There you go. That's it. We love your show. It's Zona's awesome fishing show. We'll be watching for you again next spring. Where will we be able to catch you? Where can we see you now?
Oh, you know what? It starts on the Outdoor Channel in January. Every year it's on quarter one and quarter two. And Billy, I mean it. We have been blessed. The shows that we have shot, I've gone to really oddball places and I wanted to, and we all, you know, your listeners are the same way. We go to our honey holes and the places that are near and dear to our heart, where we have confidence. This year in particular, coming up, I purposely put myself in places that I did not have history. Cause it's here. Look, here's the thing. It's real easy for me to go back to Lake St. Clair or go to Gunnersville or go to Rayburn. I purposely did not do that because I know this sounds strange, but I like uncomfortable shoots where I'm not in my wheelhouse. And it has been, one of my favorite seasons in basically 15 years. It's been one of my favorite seasons, that's going to start airing in January.
That's a heck of a tease, and now I'm looking forward to next year. You're on my DVR just to see, not to watch you fish, just to see what absurdity is going to come from your mouth during that show. I live for that.
There's not going to be a, there will not be a lack of that. And you know what's weird is I taped a show with Brandon Polinick last week, and I taped a show with him, and we were out on Lake Ontario, and I got on a certain bite before he got there that I've never caught them in my lifetime. And I chase a heck of a lot of, you know, I chase smallmouth all the time, but it was one of the coolest, most barbaric southern bites fishing up north that I've experienced in my lifetime. So I hope it comes across as fun as it was fishing with Brandon.
I'm sure that it will. I watch your show and I see you fishing in sleet and ice and 4-foot rollers out on the Great Lakes, and I think this guy is absolutely nuts. And then you bring it back down to earth again when you sit down inside that Ram truck. That lets me know that you do have some common sense and the ability to think through a process.
There will be no, and I can tell you there will be no lack of bad weather situations this next season.
I'm a Ram truck guy and have been for years, so I always love the Ram Beast of the Week. Hey, Z, always good to talk to you. We love your show, love what you're doing, and the Bassmaster Elites are healthy.
I honestly can't say thanks enough. I'm honored to be on. I appreciate it.
And now it is 2020, and Zona's Awesome Fishing Show is back on the air. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together today and invite you back right here to this old camp house next time around. We'll be at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo in Dallas. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch. Happy New Year.
Brother, it's a long road from Amistad to Soho. Doesn't matter which way you go, miles are all the same. When you finally get there, when you pull the cover off, then it's time to get a little bit lost out on the lake. Gonna bag this boat into the water, find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says there's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now. I can catch them shallow, I can catch them deep. Open water or the back of the creek. The wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman. Come Thursday morning, I have me something figured out. It's not definite, but just about that I can make the cut. And I'm betting on Sunday I'll be fishing solo, just me and my cameraman Joe. And with a little bit of luck, I'll have just enough. Gonna back this boat into the water, find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says there's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all. Catch them shallow, I can catch them deep. Open water or the back of the creek. The wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman. Catching shallow, I can catch them deep. Open water or the back of the creek. The wind and rain to me, it's all the same. I make a living playing this game, and I thank the Lord above every time I can. I get to be a fisherman. Yeah, I'm a fisherman.